faced?
Help me get through. I have to give myself a cycle of positivity just to be able to, you know, deal with all the all the issues that I was having to make it through. But I want to start a new cycle of more outdoor activity. You know, it's a real big uphill battle for me to go past stop sign walking. The bike helps. I can go at least to the mailbox. But the biking is enough to get me out in the fresh air and all that, but walking is what I want to do, is, you know, because that's, you use your body more. So that's my one cycle I want to start this year. New cycle is more healthy outdoor activity. And, you know, it's just too bad that we have ice from end of October to almost end of March. You know, so that gives me a real limited time frame to be outdoors.
And you're, are you still on doing your chemo treatment too?
I've got an appointment on Monday, and hopefully it'll have run its course soon, because it's real taxing on my body.
I can only imagine. I don't have any idea. It's got to be tough, though. Like, I've seen so many, like, people struggle through it, and it really, really does attack and tax your body for sure.
Because I've been in it. Because I did the, well, what do they call that? The ones that they plug into you.
Oh, intravenous?
Yeah. I did that. Then there was a year between. I guess they just decided, you know, just figured they got to let the body rest. And then they put me on this ingested chemotherapy. And
those are the...
For that year, I was, you know, I was getting pretty strong and physical again. And I got on this stuff, and a little two-year-old could body slam me. I'm so weak. But, you know, I know, you know, I'll make it past it. And if I don't, well, I ran a good course of life. You just got to keep positive. Every day is a new day. It's better than waking up dead.
Man, it just always blows me away when I think of the times when we would visit you and you were just like... in an induced coma for 12 days, and then through all that you just battled through, you made it, and now you're talking about going outside and getting in, more involved in getting a physical cycle going, uplifting your body, making it stronger again. It's just really exciting and awesome, just inspiration to the whole world, and for me especially. I just really appreciate you coming on and taking the time to share with us your music that's so uplifting and inspiring, and just like it's like magic every time. And just really appreciate you coming on and sharing.
Thank you guys for having me on, and thank the listeners for listening.
Yes. so
hopefully start their own journeys of positive cycles.
Yeah.
You know, be it health, be it wealth, be it spiritual. Yeah.
Yeah, and just all the other things of life, like, you know, when you guys were facing the forest fires up there and the flooding, you know, those things could be a derailment for anybody. It just, like, gets so discouraging. And I know there's still people up in the Nicola Valley that are still struggling to get to their homes and battling on through their lives. And it's just a really positive thing to watch and see how resilient there is up in the Nicola Valley from all the people that, you know, go through what they've gone through, including yourself. And just a really blessing to the world for us to share some of that and bring some positive energy to the world and create those cycles of positivity and changing the world into a better, wonderful place as it should be. And
yeah,
so thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I thank you and your co-hosts and listeners for all your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love, and I send it all back to you hundredfold.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I guess we're going to have to say bye for now, and I hope you have a super awesome rest of your week and weekend, and can't wait to hear again from you again next week. And
okay.
Yeah, so bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, that was Shkwait Shechlech from the Nicola Valley, from Gwaishkana. And always awesome to learn and listen from him and how he survived everything that he's gone through. It's just always an amazing, amazing time to spend and share with the world what he's gone through and survived, and just brings a lot of inspiration for me and people all over the world, you know, around Australia, England, Germany, South America, all the continents, all the countries. We really appreciate you guys coming on and joining us, and just wanting to be a part of the positive solution for the world. And we all know that it's a tough and rough place to be on right now, but all together we can be that positive change. We can change ourselves and change the world. So thank you all for joining us. So we're going to carry on with the show, and we'll be talking to Lady Fahima up next, and we're going to play her a song from Metal Winds, and the song is called For All Beyond, featuring Max Morton. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Day by day, I look into your eyes and I see that we live like the shadows without any dreams. The world behind me is like a fantasy. It has a face of mirror. It looks like memory.
We're back. That was Metal Winds. The song was called For All Beyond, featuring Max Morton. And Metal Winds is a female-fronted metal band from Bulgaria. And they play symphonic metal. And yeah, such an amazing, powerful voice and music. So we have Lady Faima with us. How are you doing, Lady Faima?
Hello, hello, Chief, dear Chief, to you and the respected, the crew that you're bringing, you know, making this opportunity for us just to be at your station. And my respect and greeting to all nations across the country and outside of the country.
Yes. We also thank Magnus and Jesse,
yes,
and Conovar,
yes,
Robin, all the staff up here, some of the
wonderful,
the volunteers,
yes,
here. We also thank Vivian. She's a big inspiration when I listen to her show up here on
wonderful
at the station. So, yeah, lots of thanks to everyone out there and appreciation for all our listeners. So we have a subject today, and it's called Creating New Cycles. And we'd love to hear from you on that.
Thank you. Creating a new cycle, I just go very organic. And I start from myself. Just to bring, and, you know, this station is an inspiration. And it's very, very different that all the volunteer work that I have done in the past and presently. And this is creating a new cycle that I make and reach out in the society very far. And mostly I'm collecting, you know, I'm the art collector. I'm so, I'm so attached, and I'm so, my interest is so much to the art, in the movie, painting, and etc. And this is basically what I create to engage the people, their world achiever, and they reach so high in their lives, and they're one of us. Privately, when they go with their children holiday, they become a child with their children, or without the children. If they are single, they want to go out and really riding the bike, you know, being at the beach, you know, having a normal life. But that victory and the success make them, you know, to go forward and to be, you know, and to share their talent and their experience, their education with the society.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically, this is all of us, we are coming from the same root. Yesterday we were a newborn baby, and today we are adult, and so on. We take the step. It's the journey.
Mm-hmm.
We have to welcome this journey and make the best out of it. And the only, you know, if we feel happy and satisfied with our own soul, with all the activity that we do, is bringing, you know, really delightful life toward us, and also is effective to the neighborhood, to the community, and it goes to the national level. And just to put, you know, and basically this is what I do, and I'm so stunned to create and create more. And I have to acknowledge the Aboriginal people, the landowner of the country, that they broke the cycle by bringing their voice. The voice was broken. The voice has been hidden because of the pain, because of trauma and addiction and so on, etc.
Mm-hmm.
They broke the cycle, and I hear them on the media, left and right. So this is a victory. This is a gift to the humanity, to the nation. As I speak on the behalf of many nations, because I associate with them, I work with them, I live with them, and communicating with them daily basis. And they broke the cycle, Aboriginal people, by reaching out, giving their voice to the media, enough is enough. Stop, you know, the abusive behavior, the crime, and whatever it has been injustice. And the healing part is the justice is on the way. It is, we are very close to witness the justice has been taken away, from the landowner of the country, indigenous people, Aboriginal people, and is going to give back to them with the respect, with the dignity, and apology. And, apology has taken a place that, sorry, I have to say it, it was just not enough. We need the action and the word together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the words can, you can say so much, but it can be like a balloon and just get empty. You know, but action, words, and action, they are side by side. They
yes.
have to go together.
Yeah.
And is right at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very close. So, however, breaking the cycle, the counseling, it means you take a bath, you take the spa. This vocabulary that I translate, if it is from me, I just say that it's from me. But really, any resources that I learned it, I refer back. So I invite you in that path, which I learned it from Dr. Sarhang Holakui, the psychologist and therapist, and he has 3 degrees, and he is having his own radio plus his practice. His radio is just volunteer work that he is dedicating generously. He is extremely generous on the information and on the material he has been collected through his study and his experience. And he's landed presently at the Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, and because he's been so tied up, at this moment he cannot be at the radio station. And my wishes and hope is in the very near future, because our station is the baby. But this baby is growing so fast and is so productive. And in the near future, my desire and hope to invite him at this station. But I did that contact, but the son, his son is also psychologist and very successful young soul, wonderful soul, and same as the father, they engage with the society, and their time is very, very limited and very tight. But anyhow, this is in the process to have him as well at the radio station, especially for the student of Simon Fraser University.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I like your mentioning how the Native people have been breaking the cycles, and the cycles are depression, addiction.
Yes.
And a lot of negative things that are a result of the residential school, and they're starting to reclaim and rebuild their own connection to culture, traditions, and heritage. And I'm so proud of them, because I get to see some of them, and some of them are finally like standing up and realizing, like, man, we don't have to take this, we don't have to put up with this injustice, and we got to start to rebuild ourselves and rebuild our minds, our lives. And it's just so exhilarating and exciting just to see it all unfold in front of my eyes. It's just so amazing. Uh-huh. And I just really thank you for bringing up some of these, you know, tough subjects that come up through our show and stuff. And you're always got that positivity, and your hard work of bringing in talented people that have achieved greatness and success. It's just always so awesome, all the people that you're able to reach out and bring to our program, and just fill us with empowerment and so much positivity. I just really thank you and appreciate you.
You're most welcome, dear Chief. You know that my first obligation, that there is no obligation, no one forced on me, but it's just coming from my heart and it's very sincere. I follow the footsteps of Councillor Ferry. She is the one established it. She is the one put that seat. She is the one discovered, you know, this significant nation. And she gave her life through the Aboriginal people, respected Aboriginal people, Indigenous people, and I am just following her step and making sure, you know, I bring the best of myself first and serve to the landowner of the country, Indigenous people.
Thank you.
And I'm sure she's very happy and watching me from high above to do the duty, to do the job to the best and really celebrate with the nation, because the nation is walking together and they're on the same panel, they're on the same request, and really for waiting for the justice.
Yes, I know she's up there celebrating, dancing, and rejoicing.
Yes. And at the end, I have to engage, you know, a very fantastic news that Dr. Payam Akhavan, we finally was able to get hold of him. And sometime in March, more details will be announced. But in the meantime, I can provide his site on the YouTube, which is Payam Akhavan, PAYAM dot Payam Akhavan, AKHAVAN Akhavan at UToronto is one word, the letter of U, Toronto, TORONT.CA.
And if anyone missed that, go to our podcast and listen to the recording.
Wonderful. And I still continue to repeat the next few sessions. And also, just to have his side is amazing. He's an international lawyer, and his seat basically is with the United Nations and dealing with the International Criminal Court, basically.
Beautiful.
He is the highest that we could have, and it's such a privilege. He is living in Canada, so it's so unique that Canada is holding the whole, you know, holding all the diversity, world achiever. Just look at this land, how much the people, they get inspired to stand up, to educate themselves, and the very highest when they reach, they are very humble to come back and give back to the universe, to the community. And this part is amazing, that humbleness and how much they know. And when you engage and having a conversation one-to-one with him, you will be amazed. Please be my guest
and visit his site,
which is huge.
I can't wait till he comes on. Anyways, I really appreciate you, and we're going to have to say bye for now. And
yes.
I really looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And just lots of blessings to you, lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend.
Thank you. I give back lots of love to you and the universe and the wonderful listeners. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
After all, we are the branches of one tree. We are one tree, branches of one tree.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fineman, her great words. And we're going to leave you with some Warsaw Guitar Orchestra, Orion, the cover of Metallica. So thank you all for joining us, and we're looking forward to talking to you again next week, next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So bye for now, everyone. Enjoy. Enjoy the rest of your week and weekend.